6 minutes after the hour of 12 noon. Clock strikes 12 and then some. Tuesday, July 19th, 2022. We're in Central Time. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. So glad you could join us. If you're out shopping at the Power Mall and you come across on the left-hand side of the screen where you click on the vendor tab, you can see all the vendors. We have taken years and years and years to research and find the good stuff because, see, we don't want you taking your chances on Amazon. Yeah, it's like a bad word all of a sudden. We don't want to take and do that. You know, we want you to buy from the Power Mall because it's what keeps us on the air. OptiVita products is one of our big sellers out there. And of course, every time you go on the Power Mall and you're shopping, you know, we don't do infomercials here. We do educational programs because we're here to educate, somewhat entertain, and inform. And so, you know, if we give you a cackle during the middle of the day, that's a good thing. And if we don't, we're more serious, then you can get serious with us by calling us up at 844-769-2944 and get serious right along with us. But in the meantime, Frank Davis with OptiVita Products is here to talk about the products so you don't be confused when you go shopping on the Power Mall. Welcome back, sir.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
Well, and you've got all this information bottled up in your head that we're trying to extract and get out over the air so that everybody knows, you know, what's going on when they're making smart business decisions. And so now buying the basic essentials, this is the newest thing. You want to describe what it is as compared to the complete essentials so we can differentiate between the two?
The basic essentials, as the name implies, covers all the basics that most people are looking for in terms of supplementation. Vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and enzymes. All the vitamins, all the minerals are from whole foods. There's no synthetics, no chemicals. So you're getting basically your servings of fruits and vegetables, and you're getting out of that all the vitamins and minerals and the phytonutrients that are associated with those products. But again, that's why it's basic. The complete essentials, as the name implies, was intended to provide everything the body needs, including, you know, 8 detoxifying greens, you know, that are organic wheatgrass, organic barley grass, organic spirulina, you know, it goes on. It has herbs and spices and different things that provide this complete nutrient profile for the body for every bodily function, you know, whether it be your eyes, your brain, your heart, your, you know, your, all your systems. So that's really the primary difference. There's 50 different ingredients in basic essentials. There's a little over 100 ingredients in complete essentials, all from foods.
That is amazing. Now, this is one of the things. I mean, the Complete Essentials has been around quite a while, hasn't it?
Yes. It's been around for maybe 20 years in some form or fashion.
Well, it's been around for the duration of this program, that's for sure. Wow. And I mean, Joyce discovered you a long time ago, which is one of the reasons why this is one of our stalwart products right here on the Power Mall, folks. Now, you've also branched out, OptiVita has, into silver. And I'm looking right now on my desk at a package of 21 pieces of silver lodges in 60 parts per million. And anytime I feel like there is a cough coming on, I got one of these things in my mouth. Let me tell you something. Miracle workers. What's in them?
Absolutely. I'm exactly the same way. That when I start feeling a little scratchy throat, anything that I think, something's trying to get me, I suck on those, and sometimes all night long, because it always hits me at night. And so I have them by my bedside, and I just suck on it. And, I mean, and this is something that happened fairly recently, and, you know, literally within a day, it's gone. So I'm a firm believer that You know, you give your body, I call the silver products kind of putting on the armor to protect you from the bad guys that are trying to get in and do their job on you, you know, the bacteria, the viruses, et cetera. The beauty about the lozenges at 60 parts per million, it really gives you in each lozenge a 10 parts per million. And this particular nano silver particle has been studied in a university, major university microbiology department, where they were able to inhibit the growth of any microorganism, any pathogen, at 2.5 parts per million. It killed some of them, but at 5 parts per million, it killed 143 pathogens, including staph, including MRSA, you name it. And they did a side-by-side comparison with antibiotics. Well, antibiotics have very narrow band of action, and so, but the silver, the nanosilver, has a broad band, and basically their results showed that there was not a pathogen that the silver didn't kill. It won't kill the good bacteria, but it kills all the, whether it be mold, fungus, bacteria, virus. So, you know, and even today, you know, it's not my study, but the National Institute of Health last year did a study on this particular nanosilver, and the headline of their study, which was published on PubMed, so it's a public document, said potent antiviral against SARS-CoV-2. So they're basic, and then they identified the particular, the size of the particle as well as the concentration. It was 10 nanometers, I mean, and then the concentration was 10 parts per million, which is exactly what we have. So anyway, long answer for a short question.
Well, no, I know that, but see, the thing is you also have the 10 part per million silver liquid. And see, that's separate from the 60 part per million silver lozenges. And you actually, I put that in my water.
Yeah, the liquid, you know, I take every single day without fail. You know, approximately, you know, a normal dosage is like 2 tablespoons a couple times a day. But that's what I call just giving your body that protection. It goes in and through your body, through your system within 12 hours. And you really is like putting on armor. So if you're exposed, you get any type of exposure to a virus or bacteria that, you know, it is very effective in its kill of those. And what I do when I travel, I put it in a little nasal spray and I spray it up my nose when I'm on the plane. You know, I have another applicator. I spray the table and the stuff around me, you know, just because it has a kill action that will kill it within, you know, within contact within a very, very short period of time, any of the pathogens that are there.
And we also sell the spray accessory kit at the Power Mall as well as the O2 Today face masks. What's different about those as opposed to those awful blue ones that have all that garbage you breathe in over and over?
Well, the blue ones do absolutely nothing as far as I'm concerned. They, other than trap whatever you've got inside your mouth and you do it, unless you want to take and spray the inside and outside with silver, then you got some protection. The O2 masks that you've got, basically, they are an N95. They have been tested by the number one laboratory, Nelson Laboratory, in the United States for filtration and for breathability. They outperformed every mass that they had on record, which was, you know, whether it be the name brands that are out there like Honeywell or 3M or those that, you know, they had records of that. But it had an average of 99.2% filtration, meaning nothing really gets through that, and yet it had the highest breathability. So if you want, if you need to wear a face mask, use one that actually filters out the pathogen, and then you can breathe through it on top of that.
Well, and see, I wanted the listeners to know, Frank can't see me, but I've got a glass full of Complete Essentials I'm drinking right now on the rocks.
It's tasty, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a citrus berry. I mean, it's not really an acquired taste. I mean, it's something I just like to sip on it, you know, while we're having this conversation. I just like it because I come out of here and, you know, full of energy and I'm swinging. So, you know, that's all it takes. You have a silver gel, which is 24 parts per million. As a matter of fact, I'm looking at the OptiVita Health Nano Silver Cell Solution right now, the 10 part per million. And we put a splash of that. Purified silver, 50 micrograms. And see, it says one teaspoon. There's 94 servings per container. I mean, this is a 16-ounce bottle, folks. And we ship it right to you from the Power Mall. And so, I mean, this is the stuff that Frank was just talking about that is going to keep you in tip-top shape and keep the bug away. I mean, this is a bioweapon we're dealing with here. They've already acknowledged that in so many different quarters. It's become a national security risk. And not only that, but it's turning people against each other, and we just can't have that. We have to all come together. And so when you go shop at the Power Mall, know that by buying these products and taking them on a regular basis, you're doing your part to help society. Now, there's other stuff that I'm still trying to get through my head, and I'm not really thick about everything, but the Super Krill Oil, this is something else that we sell on the Power Mall. It's 1,000 milligram, 60 count. These are the capsules. The krill oil is much different from your standard omega-3, right?
Yes. In my opinion, I'm what I call a flexitarian. I'm a vegan that will occasionally eat wild-caught salmon or something like that. But so by nature, I always want to go to a plant-based of anything. However, in the krill, it is the best form, the best source of your omega-3 fatty acids. Most people are familiar with fish oil as being, you know, touted to be a good source of omega-3s. And when I talk omega-3s, I'm talking primarily the DHA and EPA. And those are critical in terms of your eye development and brain development, and, you know, especially for a little baby, but, you know, it helps us. But they also are very good anti-inflammatories, you know, help you if you have, you know, arthritis or some chronic type inflammation problems. So the beauty about the omega-3s that come from the krill, they are bound to phospholipids in the krill, which is a carrier in essence that is something the body needs, so it absorbs and utilizes those omega-3s 100%. Whereas in fish oil, the omega-3s are bound to triglycerides, which compete with your body's own triglycerides, and you get a very inefficient, not to say that you potentially also have contaminants in fish oil, mercury, other things, whereas the krill is pristine Antarctic fish. You know, it's kind of like a little miniature squid or shrimp. And it's just rich. And it also naturally contains astaxanthin, which is one of the most powerful antioxidants. And it protects the krill oil from going rancid, because it, and so you don't get that fishy smell or taste. there's a lot of benefits. Choline, which is part of it, is something that we're deficient in. That's also part of the krill oil. So it's just a very, besides the omega-3s, it has some very rich beneficial nutrients for the body.
Gotta love that stuff. And then, of course, the OptiVita line we also have at the Power Mall. The 2000 IU 60 count non-GMO vitamin D. And here's the thing. We know from all the studies, and we just put something out yesterday about vitamin D on our email blast. And Frank, you can go into a little bit more detail about how pure this stuff is. But, you know, there are other things you need to absorb the vitamin D and make it more successful. So you might want to elaborate on that a little too while you're at it. We appreciate that.
Sure. Well, most vitamin D on the market is D3, and it basically it's synthesized from lamb's wool. I'm a firm believer in whole food nutrition. Get it the way God created it and intended us to use it. The interesting thing we our vitamin D is comes from a white button mushroom. The mushroom absorbs and converts sunlight just like the human body does. But the body also, for us to actually utilize that, it needs a carrier to bring it into our body so the body can use it properly, and that is magnesium. And most people are deficient in magnesium, so they're getting, even if they take the vitamin D supplements, the chances are they're getting very, very little benefit because they are deficient in magnesium. Our vitamin D, we have a patented form of magnesium called magnesium glycinate, which is exactly how magnesium comes from plants. And it enables us to absorb and utilize that. So that is, you know, a big factor in terms of why ours is so much better in reality than what you normally get out of a drugstore that is synthesized from lamb's wool.
And here's one of the things about vitamin D and magnesium. Well, the vitamin D, you know, helps as far as your system processing, fighting germs, but the magnesium, for those of you who aren't hip to this, and I know some of you are, but the magnesium, if you suffer from leg cramps and stuff like that, like cramps that wake you up in the middle of the night, this is because of a magnesium deficiency. Wouldn't you agree, Frank?
There's no question. I actually have a product. I mean, I do sell the magnesium by itself, but if you have leg cramps and you took this magnesium glycinate by itself or within a, you know, in a drink that I have, your leg cramps would go away within a minute. I have no question of it.
That is amazing. But the thing is we've had this stuff around forever and a day, folks. And if you haven't had a chance to get to the Power Mall and try it out, that's all we ask. You are supporting the program when you do it, because this is like your own little shopping mall of things that the FDA is, you know, literally, I mean, they're constantly trying to figure out ways to take away all of our good products. And they want to, you know, oh, take the jab, take the vaccine. No. You know, Dave Martin and everybody else that's out there is saying that this jab is going to kill 100 million people in the next 5 years. Why would we want to take something that's going to give us COVID? Because the majority, even Harvey Risch, has just come out, and you've seen him on Fox, but he's just come out on Epic Times and told him, hey, everybody that's getting COVID got the shot. You know, so, you know, what? There's other ways of stopping this, folks, and that is to take supplements and boost your immune system, which is what OptiVita vitamin C helps to do. And so what's so good about your C? This is something else, folks. You've got to understand. Frank's got this formula down to a science.
Well, if people want to look at whatever they've got in their foods, you know, whether it be their orange juice they buy or whether it be any of the cold cereals or anything that's fortified, you'll see almost without exception, it'll say vitamin C, and in parentheses, it'll say ascorbic acid. Well, ascorbic acid is not vitamin C. In nature, every vitamin is a compound. It's a complex. It's not a single chemical isolate. So vitamin C in nature comprises of bioflavonoids, rutin, J factor, K factor, vitamin P. Ascorbic acid in nature is just the outer protective shell, just like an eggshell is to an egg. So the chemical industry, the pharmaceutical industry, you know, in concert, as you were alluding to, with their cronies in Washington, were able to create a chemical out of genetically modified corn syrup with hydrochloric acid and call it ascorbic acid, and then it's the mirror image. But there's university tests to show if you're taking ascorbic acid in the form as your quote form of vitamin C, it can mutate it will cause genotoxins that mutate the DNA. Thins out the lining, creates in your heart where you can have atherosclerosis. So you want to take vitamin C in the form that it was created by God in a whole food form. And that is like an organic acerola cherry. That's where 25% of that acerola cherry is whole food vitamin C. So it has the bioflavonoids, the rutin, the J factor. Science doesn't even really understand what all the cofactors are in these vitamins that make them work the way they do. You can't chemically isolate it, and make a synthetic version of it and think it's going to perform like it is in nature in food. It won't do it.
Well, and that's very well put, Frank, and I appreciate that. We've had Frank Davis on the phone with us for this segment here from OptiVita Products. You can get all of what we talked about at the Power Mall. And, of course, Frank Davis, thanks so much for being on the show, and look forward to having you back next time. We'll discuss more of what's important to your health. Thank you, sir. God bless you and all the work you're doing. And all of you out there that want to get on the phone, open lines coming up. 844-769-2944. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Stay with us. Be right back.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone, or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com, or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors, and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Two minutes after the hour of 12 noon, Tuesday, July 19th, 2022. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. We're in Central Time, of course. If you want to call and chime in on anything we've been talking about, 844-769-2944 is the number to call. Before we got on the phone with Frank Davis from Optivita, I was talking about Facebook's Metapixel program, having your medical information. This Metapixel was found on 33 hospital websites, sending Facebook info linked to an IP address which identifies individual computers and may be traceable back to an individual or a household. That means if you're on a Facebook account, you got to wonder about Microsoft and Bill Gates and everything else and what they were trying to do. And a lot of these computer geeks out there don't like Bill Gates for that very reason. Maybe they saw the writing on the wall. I don't know. The Pixel tracks what doctors are searched for and health-related search terms added to search boxes are selected from drop-down menus. Now, imagine, we go back to this thing on Facebook and social media again. And when you go surfing on a website looking for stuff, do you notice all of a sudden in all the advertising, when you happen to get on social media, all of a sudden stuff pops up in your news stories and everything else that you searched for earlier? Ooh, kind of freaky, isn't it? And then you sit there and you go, gee, interesting. There's something that I was just searching for just popped up. And you go look at it without even realizing how it got there in the first place. Yeah, the Metapixel was found in patient portals from 7 health systems. Data being collected include names of medications being taken, descriptions of allergic reactions, and upcoming doctor's appointments. That's crazy. And you want to know how they can monitor you, where you go, and what you do? There's one classic example of it. More than 26 million patient admissions and outpatient visits have been shared by the 33 hospitals using Metapixels, and it's likely to be a conservative number. Yeah, that's a little section we added this morning called Surveillance State. Big Pharma, we talked about this when Frank was on the show. One of the latest attempts to thwart your ability to access nutritional supplements comes in the form of draft legislation that would require pre-market approval for dietary supplements. In short, it would require supplements, which are food, to undergo the same approval process as drugs. Yeah. And who's pushing this? Yeah, that would be Senator Edward Markey from Massachusetts. Yeah. Trying to do my little JFK there. Jackie, would you pass the margarine? And whatever you do, don't let Bobby play with the ball because he doesn't want to play by my rules. Isn't that right, Teddy? When I return, Mary Jo and the car are gone. Yeah. So anyway, imagine that. and you're talking about FDA trying to go after drugs like vitamin B6 and NAC, which is what people are using to get rid of the spike protein, especially if they took the jab. A friend of mine took the jab down in Florida, and he's taking N-acetylcysteine, NAC, in the morning, and he takes a baby aspirin at night. They call it the clot shot for a reason. He's trying to avoid. He's only taken one dose, and he woke up, and he says, oh, my God, what have I done? I said, you know, there's a lot of other people in your shoes. And so, you know, for the FDA to go out and reclassify NAC and B6 as new drugs so that it makes everybody have to jump through hoops. We're talking 14 mega corporations, many of them drug companies, now own more. They own more than 100 of the most popular supplement brands on the market. This is what Frank Davis was alluding to, folks. They're going out there and they're making all sorts of garbage happen, you know, with these synthetic drugs. It's like they make these supplements to make you sicker. Don't get that. We just have some new news in the economic world. Lawyers for Elon Musk and Twitter faced off in court for the first time today as part of Twitter's lawsuit to ensure Musk completes his acquisition of the social media giant, with Twitter coming out on top. Yeah, Musk lost day one round in court. The issue of the day was when the case will go to trial, with Musk wanting time to further investigate the prevalence of fraudulent accounts on Twitter, while Twitter wants to begin litigation as soon as possible. So Musk can't do all of this. The Delaware Court of Chancery, Chancellor Kathleen St. Jude McCormick, who's presiding over the case, announced during the hearing the case will be going to trial in October. Trial will take place over a five-day period, according to Axios. Suffice to say, the defendants underestimate the ability of this court and counsel to quickly process this litigation, McCormick said, according to Law and Crime. The October 2022 date is just weeks later than Twitter had proposed, and months earlier Musk had sought. Twitter's lawsuit against Musk last week included a motion for expedited proceedings for a trial to be held over 4 days in September, according to CNN. Everybody's got their story. Back to the matter is, it is going to trial. Musk argued any potential trial is going to hinge on the investigation into the number of fraudulent accounts on Twitter, which he said will be extremely fact and expert intensive, requiring substantial time for discovery, according to Wall Street Journal. Like I said, everybody's got a take on it. So we'll see what happens. You know, I would love to see Musk buy it. I know it's a waste of $44 billion, but he's got one of two choices that he can do with it. The very first thing I would do if I was Musk is clean house. Fire everybody at Twitter. Seriously, this is how you want to drain the swamp? Trump couldn't do it. Here's a way to drain the swamp of Twitter. So people will be tweeting and they'll be putting the word out of it. It kind of look like Truth Social. If you ever been on that, we have a Truth Social there at the Power Hour and at Power Hour Host. We're on Truth Social. I got people following me. Don't put a truth out every day, but, you know, we try to get to at least once a week. Get the word out. So, you know, it's one of these things that you understand that it's tit for tat. And whether it's propaganda or not, the beauty of it is radio's immediacy allows us to get the word out right away. We have another article that we're including in your email blast on intestinal hyperpermeability, which may trigger alpha-synuclein protein aggregation around enteric nerves, resulting in gastrointestinal symptoms long before the neurological symptoms of Parkinson's disease appears. And we're including that article, and there's something that you might be interested in taking from the Power Mall, is the Latera Flora probiotic and Living Streams multi-blend liquid probiotic. For those of you out there that even think you might have Parkinson's. Now, my mom was suffering from it before she died, and the doctor said, well, I think she's got early onset. And I said, how do you know? Well, he took a hold of one of her wrists, held on to the wrist, and then turned her hand back and forth while holding onto her wrist. And you'd hear this clicking in her wrist. And he goes, that right there, that's a sign. I said, really? I said, yeah. So I'm just telling you a story because I know you like stories. But, you know, the thing is if you hadn't lived through this, we wouldn't know. And we couldn't relay it to you, so you would know. So here is an option for you. Latero Flora Probiotic and Living Streams Multi-Blend Liquid Probiotic, if you made a note of that. Next time you're at the Power Mall shopping, if you think you're even getting close to that sort of thing happening, get some. Try it out. See if it doesn't help. Under gardening, farming, and homesteading, I'm making progress on the chicken coop. I'm putting the sides on right now, getting ready to, I have the coop itself inside the pen, but now I have to build the pen around it to keep the critters out. And I'm using, for the ceiling on the pen, so that air can get in there, I'm using the poultry netting on top, on the ceiling. And on the side, I'm using 2x4 non-climb fence, and I'm putting poultry netting over the top of that as well. So it makes it way more difficult to get in and out of that thing with a very big gate that's totally enclosed. Now, there is, I got turned on to some people. Here's the one thing about Nextdoor. It is a program that you can get on and they actually verify who you are. So it eliminates all the spam bots and junk that Twitter is being plagued with, right? And so the people that are on there actually are human beings. And I've come across some people that have a vested interest in doing what we're doing in networking, gardening and farming and homesteading. And they sent me, the couple I talked to over in New Braunfels sent me pictures of everything they've got as far as livestock. They're raising ducks. They're raising quail. They're raising chickens. They've got some chickens for sale, which I'm eagerly interested in because I like the brown egg layers, and they're about ready to start laying. And the quail, surprisingly, have a very interesting sound when they coo, and they're becoming increasingly popular amongst poultry enthusiasts due to their compact size and the delicious products produced by the small bird. You ever had quail meat? Even though it's considered a game bird, it tastes wonderful. Raising quail quickly, guess what? It's another staple for homesteaders, and we're including an article called The Ultimate Guide to Raising Quail. And I might even get a cage and just put two or three of them in it. Because, like I said, it doesn't take a lot, and you can keep them in the pen, and they're not going to crossbreed with your chickens. Quail or quail. And if you have any ideas on the forum, we have the community forum for gardening and homesteading and all that good stuff. And you can actually start your own post if you are raising quail to give us all, some tips if it's not mentioned in the ultimate guide. So we're putting it on there because we're all about solutions here, folks. In the news on COVID, and by the way, anybody wants to chime in, 844-769-2944, the phone lines are wide open. Senator Rand Paul has come out and accused Fauci in the White House, which is captured by the HHS administrative state of emotionalism and sensationalism leading up to the renewal of the determination of a continuing medical emergency attributable to COVID-19 and SARS-CoV-2. In other words, they're extending it. They're not providing key facts about the latest strain, BA.5, but they're extending the medical emergency due to its supposed high transmissibility. And, of course, who's reporting it? CNN, Communist News Network. And they're saying people infected in the first COVID-19 waves really don't have a lot of good protection against the latest subvariant. This is Fauci. No evidence. Rand Paul, himself a doctor, told Fox that Omicron was about 90% less likely to put you in the hospital than the first variant, saying Americans should discount what both Fauci and Xavier Becerra are saying about the latest subvariant. So if no one's telling you any information, how can you make any judgment other than the emotionalism and sensationalism of the government? He asked. See, that story is included in your email blast. And see, you have access to that. You can read the whole thing. And we've also learned that the CDC is shielding the names of employees working on vaccine safety. They got teams set up for this. And the watchdog groups are saying, don't know about this. The VAERS system, you know about that, Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System called VAERS. It's a database that hardly anybody inputs any data in. Why? Because it's too time-consuming. See, they deliberately made it that way, didn't they? You know they did, because no doctor wants to spend 30 minutes filling the damn thing out. The Epoch Times sought the names of three employees on three CDC teams charged with analyzing data from VAERS, including a team that looks at data pertaining to post-vaccination heart inflammation. Ah, see how that works? The CDC denied the request in full. They wanted to know who the team members were so they could talk to them. CDC said, nope, you're not getting it. And see, they filed a FOIA request. And the thing is, a federal law called the Freedom of Information Act requires agencies to comply with information requests, but establishes exemptions that agencies can cite in withholding requested information. And according to Roger Ando, CDC FOIA officer cited an exemption that protects personnel and medical files and similar files if the disclosure of the files would constitute a clearly unwarranted invasion of personal privacy. The information that has been withheld under Exemption 6 consists of employee names. Determining the individual to whom the information pertains has a substantial privacy interest in withholding it, according to what Ando responded to the Epoch Times. Here's something interesting. Just when you thought that it was safe to go back into the school, a Charlestown high school in the city of Boston, certain teachers instructing students learning English who recently arrived in the United States may be introducing these children to incite violence as a form of resistance to their alleged oppressors, according to experts. The headline, oh, wait till you, this headline is going to blow you away. You can't get on the telephone and say this word, because if you do, all of a sudden your account gets flagged. Worksheet at Boston High School suggests assassinations as legitimate form of resisting oppression. Amazing how that works. And now the teachers are teaching illegal immigrants this stuff? Wow. Forms of resistance is the worksheet. Wow. And then it lists internalized examples of things. For an example, a husband tells his wife she must stay home to cook and clean. An example of oppression at the internalized level included, an Asian girl hates her eyes. She thinks she's so ugly, so she gets surgery to change them. Students were next asked to list different forms of resistance for each level of oppression. Sounds like they're playing mind games. You can read more about that under Cancel Culture on our email blast. Alan in Texas, how are you, sir? What's going on?
Hey, Dave. That whole women thing, you know. Do you remember, you're old enough, you remember when a woman stayed at home and it was nothing menial, it was nothing bad, she wasn't beneath men, she was the one that could bear the children, she nurtured the children, she kept a nice house, so when you came home from work, you would have somewhere nice and your children were there being instilled with the right morals and motives and life structures that you wanted your children, you know, to be brought up in. Charlotte Isherby, you know, the whole thing, you know, that the women's lib movement, the free sex generation, the drugs, the rock and roll, she predicted all of it. You know, she was a prophet. I've got a dilemma. You know, the guest you had on, you know, in the first half hour there, you know, the guy, coming and being picked up for just being at the Capitol somewhere. You know, Dave, you know, you are marked. I'm Mark. You know, I've been doing a radio show every Sunday. I only get 2 hours a week, but I've been doing it for 7 years. You know, I know I'm marked. You know, they've left me alone to this point because I don't have a computer. They don't dox me. They don't do anything. You know, I've got a landline I'm talking to you on right now, and that's getting taken away. That's getting, you know, landlines I don't think will be around very long. When do you think, Dave, they're going to start coming for us like they did for the January 6th people? You know, those of us who've been expressing our opinions to the edge that we can. You know, Chance called in and said, you know, Dave, you know the only resolution to this, your guest in the first hour, he said, you know, you're not going to vote your way out of tyranny. Well, you don't comply your way out of tyranny either, you know, and we can't call for it because then they will be on our front doorstep, you know. But, you know, implying, we all know, you know, these people are just not going to go away and say, oh, you don't like what we're doing? Oh, well, we're sorry. Here's all your stuff back, and you don't have to pay us taxes, and you can keep all your crap, you know. We all know that's not going to happen. And when do you think they're going to start coming for us, Dave? You know, you've been speaking out, I've been speaking out, and they've left me alone to this point. But I know I'm marked, and you know you're marked.
Well, here's the thing, Alan. You know, and I get that. They listen to these shows. They know which shows are saying demeaning things. We always, when we're on the air, walk a fine line. My wife and I have serious discussions about this because she obviously fears that same point you just brought up about when they show up at your doorstep. And it's like, okay, now the reason they would do this is because they want to silence conservative Christian viewpoints. And the thing is that right now, I think the biggest focus is on social media and everything that they're doing. And this is why we're having an issue with Twitter. And so this, to me, is kind of like a distraction. This fight between Twitter and Musk is nothing more than pure weapons of mass distraction. The idea of the elections, if you even say the election was stolen, I don't have to say the election was stolen. I can say, hey, 80+ million people out there, why are they feeling a bit disenfranchised if they felt there wasn't something wrong with the integrity of our elections? And so if instead of saying, for example, which we've gotten into, my wife and I have gotten into big heated conversations about this, encouraging people or inciting people to go to the border and open fire on the other side. No.
No, and Dave, I knew it's not going to help. You did not say go and shoot at everyone. You said go down there and defend your country. You know, you did not call for violence. You did not call for violence. I don't know who was telling you that you did.
What I said? I said go to the sheriff and say, hey, and we already told you it was a $2,000 bond. I mean, if you really want to go help the sheriff of Brad Coe of Kinney County, if you really want to help your constitutional sheriff and you're willing to post a $2,000 bond and you've got experience handling a weapon, by God, you know, they need help. There's only like 6 deputies down there running around. They're totally outmanned. They're totally outgunned, especially when you're looking at this. I mean, we're just calling out the truth. And, you know, it's very difficult when you're talking to somebody like Trentus Evans, and he says, oh, yeah, they took pictures of everything inside my house. I've got a copy of the Declaration of Independence. They took a picture of that. I got a copy of the Constitution. They took a picture of that. I got a copy of the Bill of Rights. They took a picture of that. And I'm like, okay, and that's supposed to be evidence against you? Seriously.
That's thought crime, Dave. That's thought crime. And that is becoming a reality, my friend.
Oh, yeah. Well, I understand that. But the thing is that, you know, we the people have a voice, and they can't take away your First Amendment right, especially broadcasters. That's the one thing about broadcasting, that we are still protected no matter what. And this show airs over AM and FM stations, which is why we have to be careful about not saying certain things. Besides the profanity, that's the least of my concerns. The most of my concerns is that people, we want to be peace-loving, we want to be God-fearing, and when you have administrations that want to do just the opposite of what we the people want, and then you have, you know, Trentus Evans coming on saying you can't vote your way out of tyranny, you know, people don't know how to assemble that in their mind. There's this cognitive dissonance going on in America right now. You and I both agree to that. And they just can't wrap their head around the idea of what happens, like Chance, what happens when they kick your door in? And it's like, okay, you know, what do? Do they identify themselves? Do they not identify themselves? If they identify themselves, first off, I got to ask myself, if it's simple trespassing, why don't they just come during the day instead of making a show about it? You know, because this
with a SWAT team in the middle of the night, right? You know,
this is just nuts.
Dave, you know, it's like, you know, I've drawn my line, but it's not drawn in sand. I've drawn my line in freaking concrete, and it's dried and it's set, you know? And I just don't want to be messed with. I don't hurt anyone else. I just want to be able to live my life. And you know, Dave, I would be involved if being involved, it was actually productive and you weren't just wasting your time. Because, my friend, in my county here, I've seen the boat. I've known the boat has been a sham for a long time. I've seen what happens on some close boats here in town. And when the boats come into the courthouse, and some are taken upstairs to be counted and some taken downstairs to be counted, et cetera, et cetera. You know, my county sheriff is a piece of crap, Dave. He was a federal game warden. He was the top game warden. And he's a federal piece of crap. I was standing there when he was asked the question, buddy, what are you going to do when they come for our firearms? And he looked straight up at one of my friends and he said, you'll be on your own. You know, so I know that the sheriff has no hope. If you're somewhere, give it a try. But, you know, but folks, a lot of places out there, you know, I keep hearing this, go to your county sheriff, because I know mine's a piece of crap, and so is my sister county over here. Richard Mack can even tell you that, you know,
because
he lived here. I know Richard Mack. I helped him and Don move in when they moved here. And, you know, it's some of us are in different circumstances. That's why no one solution is going to be everyone's one solution. Folks, see, they've got us living these hive mind things. It's like we used to live in our own bodies, in our own communities, and had to deal with our own community problems. Now everything is digitalized and worldwide, and your best friend's in the middle of China. And, you know, I know it's the end of the show, Dave.
Yeah, well, you know what? This conversation can be and should be continued, Alan, and we will get to that. We appreciate it. God bless you for those comments. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, we're faced with another dilemma, and all we can do is pray for our continued hedge of protection and hope the good Lord provides. In the meantime, we'll be back tomorrow. God bless you, and God bless the United States of America.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.